Good morning. Today is the 23rd day of the Omer. If you haven't had a chance to count the Omer as yet, please do so during daylight hours. Learning in the Shul this week, graciously sponsored by our dear friend Mrs. Rochelle Sacknovitz in memory of her brother and by the Burke family in memory of their grandparents. And of course, Mishnayos are studied as they are every single day. L'ilui Nishmas, Sarah, Malka, Bas, Rabbi Yitzchak. We are learning Masechta Parah, which has been dealing with the rules of Parah Aduma. We're in Parak Aleph. Today we will learn Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. You know, we've been identifying all the different ages of the different animals that are brought as korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah tells us, kvasim, when we're told in the Torah that we are supposed to bring a keves, a lamb. Well, how old is a lamb? So B'nai Shana, the Torah tells us that they are a year old, a lamb, but when we're told to bring a ram, a ram is a lamb that's 2 years old. B'nei Shtayim. B'chulam yom liyom. We determine the dates on the basis of day to day. Every year, every animal has a birthday. That is the day that the animal goes up 1 year. Ben shlosha asar chodesh eino kasher lo la'ayav lo lekeves. However, the Mishnah tells us that if you have a sheep that is 13 months old, it is not a ram, it is not a lamb. Rabbi Tarfon koreo palgas. And so therefore, Rabbi Tarfon called it a palgas. It's sort of in between, intermediate, palag. Ben Azai Koreo Nokade, Ben Azai called it a Nokade, which is a different version of a word that means intermediate. Rabbi Shmuel Koreo Parchadigma, he called it a Parchadigma, which was a Greek word that says that it was exempted from being a lamb, it was kicked out of being a ram, and so therefore it was neither here nor there. Hikriva, what happens if he offered it? So every carbon that's offered needs to have libations, needs the nesachim brought with it. So maybe Alav Niskeil, he has to assume that he owes the higher level carbon. However, but v'lo alalo mizivcho, it doesn't count towards his zevach. It doesn't count as part of his obligation. Ben shloshah asar v'yom echad, if it's 13 months plus 1 day, so then hareza ayel, that's a called a ram. And when something is called a ram, so it's already able to be brought to fulfill the obligations of a ram. Chatos atzibor, when we have different opportunities as part of Rosh Chodesh, the Torah tells us, v'sa'ir l'chaper, you need to bring, sirizim echad l'chatas, that you're supposed to bring a sirizim for a chatas, or when we're told, as far as the yamim tovim, we're also told that we're supposed to bring a chatas. These things are called chatos hatzibur. And so, whether we're talking about chatos hatzibur or olos sehem, or the olos that are brought, or a chatas sayachad, or the individual's chatas, or v'asham nazir, v'asham mitzora, or a nazir, or a mitzora who takes on their nazirus and has an obligation to bring an asham, k'sher miyom shloshim v'hala. There, the animals have to be 30 days old. Assuming that it has to be a first year, it should only be brought once it's 30 days old. We don't seem to have a very good makor for this, and the Rambam Sefer is trying to turn around and explain it to us. But this is the halacha, and that's the way it's brought down in the Mishnah. V'yach b'yom shloshim, even if you bring it on the 30th day. V'mikrivim b'yom shmini k'sherim. Since the Torah says, miyom ha-shmini v'hala, from the 8th day and onward, so if you brought it on the 8th day, these things would be okay. However, says the Mishnah, nedarmu nedavos, when you're talking about things that people had a responsibility because they took on the responsibility to bring, or ha-bechor v'ha-maiser v'ha-pesach, or we're talking about the animal, the first born animal, or maiser behema, or the carbon pesach, so those things are k'sher miyom ha-shmini v'hala, those things are kosher from the 8th day. Even on the 8th day, their kasher to be brought as karbanos. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem. We will continue tomorrow morning with the second parak. Everyone have a great day.